USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Republicans have stormed a secure hearing room being used by the committees involved in the Trump impeachment inquiry. About 24 House GOP members pushed their way into the secure room where a Pentagon official was giving a deposition behind closed doors. Democrats say that compromised security and that some of the Republicans brought cell phones, which is against the rules. Republicans have been blasting Democrats for conducting the probe in private.
By golly, if they're going to do it in public. Don't hide it from the American people.
But Democrats deny the Republicans are being treated unfairly, saying all lawmakers who sit on the committees conducting the probe have full access to the meetings and equal time to ask questions. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 46 points, the S&P up 8. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
President Trump took aim at the global climate change agreement during a speech in Pennsylvania, saying the Obama-era Paris Accord would have harmed American interests.
The Paris Accord would have been a giant transfer of American wealth to foreign nations that are responsible for most of the world's pollution. Our air right now and our water right now is as clean as it's been in decades.
Ahead of the release of a final report, Indonesian investigators told victims' families of a Lion Air crash that mechanical and design issues involving the 737 MAX jet contributed to last October's fatal incident. Tesla posted a surprising profit of $143 million in its latest quarter. That raises hopes the electric car pioneer may finally be turning the corner. It had posted mostly losses during its first decade as a publicly held company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Reactions are coming in to the president's announcement that the sanctions against Turkey are being lifted. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
On this issue, Republican Senator Rand Paul says the president has it right.
I think it's an extraordinary breakthrough. The president is to be complimented. What a great statesmanlike speech. It is amazing that by allowing this to occur, we actually have a realignment in Turkey, in Syria, that may actually lead to peace for the first time in 8 years. This is exactly why we must defeat the McConnell resolution. The McConnell resolution says that we would disallow President Trump from meeting with Erdogan. I think we need to see the world as it is, and I think it's important that the president meet with Erdogan. His conversations so far, I think, are leading towards peace.
Paul speaking there on Fox News for USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.
Some celebrities are asking people to sleep outside. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
It's called the World's Big Sleep Out Night, and it's set for December 7th. Among the celebrities championing it are Will Smith and Helen Mirren, teaming up for an idea of having people sleep under the stars to draw attention to the increasing homeless problem, not just in America, but all across the world. There are events planned in 50 big cities, including Los Angeles, Chicago, Mumbai, London, and Hong Kong.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.